You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama ko ngayon ang mga kababayan natin na piling tampok sa Hanya Girl at Revenge of the Gwalyo, si Janet, si Dems, and Joyce. Good day.
Good day. Hello.
Hi po.
Kamusta?
Salamat sa panahon nyo.
Salamat sa invite.
Thank you, Joyce, for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
Joyce is the only person who can't speak Filipino because she's not Filipina. So, Joyce, you are the makeup artist for Hanya Girl.
Yeah, that's correct.
What's it like working with Filipinos?
Very fun, very energetic. They talk a lot of humors and just go like have fun.
Do they bring a lot of food to the set?
I know. Like in the end of the film, Jen actually cooked the whole meal for us, and because I'm vegan, and she was being very thoughtful, cooked the roasted, like, all the veggies.
Janet, Dems, kayo yung magkasama sa Hanya Girl, pero bago nito, Janet, yep, kasama ka sa Revenge of the Gwalyo.
Yes, nag-umpisa po akong mag-audition from Star Now sa pelikula na Revenge of the Gwalyo. Isa siyang independent film na lumabas noong 2016 at proud kong sabihin na marami na rin kaming na nakuhang nominations sa independent film, hindi lang dito sa Australia pero even in America. So we were nominated and won a few awards already. So yeah, napakagandang umpisa para sa akin na mag-umpisa ako sa independent film.
So, bakit independent film or indie film?
Sa Pilipinas, mahilig akong manood ng TV like anyone else. And karamihan ng artista na nakilala ko doon or napapanood ko, nag-umpisa talaga sila from underground, which is independent films. So, tumatak sa isipan ko na nung pumunta ako dito sa Australia, magandang i-combine ang pagiging talent at magkaroon ng isang agency at the same time na sumali ka sa mga independent films.
Dahil sa Revenge of the Hanya.
Revenge of the Gwalyo.
So Revenge of the Gwalyo, bida ka or meron kang
featured. Para akong wild card doon. So wala ako dun sa poster kasi parang wild card ako na inutusan ako para pumatay dun sa lead actor.
Pero sa Hanya Girl, producer ka na.
Oo, after sabihin natin 2 to 4 years, so nagkaroon ako ng oportunidad na tumulong mag-co-produce ng pelikula na Hanya Girl.
Magaling ba kayo mag-martial arts? Kasi martial arts, ito kung hindi ako nagkakamali. O nag-practice kayo ng maraming oras.
So be honest, never ko pa siyang na-try mag-martial. But on that day, I have to learn the martial arts. So Jeanette and I, she's helping me a lot with you know, the action scene. So yun, pinag-martial art on that day. So, it came out, I think it was good. Yeah, it turned out to be good.
Dapat fit ka kasi yung martial arts parang hindi bawal hingalin, di ba?
Oh, meron naman kami break, pero we keep going naman. So, I guess hindi naman hinihinga talagang todong-todo like parang yung Jackie Chan na gano'n, hindi naman gano'n. But, din a lot of
ano. Yung costume nyo, parang bawal huminga. Sobrang sikip, tapos yung mga heels, sobrang taas.
So, busog kami nun.
paano kayo tumatakbo at nakikipag-karate?
Ang maganda sa pelikula na ito, meron kami talagang choreography ng fight scenes, gaya ng iba pang pelikula. Tapos, syempre sa picture, mukhang maganda na parang i-feature sexy na ang mga Pilipina na sexy, but at the same time, you can be deadly, dangerous, and at para sa akin, personally, gustong-gusto ko yung pag kami ni Dems nasa runway, napakagandang binibini.
Very feminine side
feminine,
of us.
Feminine, classic.
Pero pag, pagdating sa Hanya, parang, nako, parang di ako to.
Oo,
very opposite to ano, sa runway-runway namin.
So pag runway, sinasabi nyo eh, nagmo-modeling
din kayo. Mo-modeling kami. And
so isa to sa marami ninyong mga racket. Ikaw.
Oh yeah, meron paiba-iba, meron ng may ito first time kong to give out lang. May, first time kong makipag-kissing-sin na to. Tapos biglang nako naging martial arts yung dating ko dito, but it's fun. It is fun and challenging at the same time.
So nakita ko yung Hanya girl, parang ito yung bida mga babae.
Oo.
So pero kakaiba kasi may pagka-Kill Bill na medyo may soft side.
Yes,
then
yes.
May love story.
Yes, yes. And meron din doon, comedy. So, merong fight scene doon. Tapos, tatawa ka rin kasi merong comedy behind the fight scene. So, talaga, very ibang klaseng pelikula to. So,
ito ba yung hindi siya yung pangkaraniwang pagsasalarawan ng babae na mahinhin? Lalo na yung mga Asian.
Yeah, oo.
Or mga Pinay na mahinhin, hindi makabasag pinggan. Dito parang matatapang na ready
sexy
to fight.
Sexy siya, pero matatapang. Very very intense yung niya, yung action namin doon. So, yun, makikita mo din yung good side there. Mm-hmm. There's a message in the movie. So, it's talaga parang iba siya sa mga ginagawa namin.
Na.
Oo nga. Merong combination lahat nandiyan na sa pelikula.
So, yeah. Joyce, when you were working in this film, was it difficult with the makeup? Because a lot of them were fight scenes, so, you know, they're gonna have the disheveled look. So did you have to
retouch
bruises and things like that?
So far, not bruised yet. But there were one scene that would be leading female character and the leading male character. They were kissing. Then like the lipstick just get transformed and they just smudge everywhere. So I need to retouch and every single time. But that's just what happened in every movie. You need to get a detail of like it's continually same to see if the hair is right. You don't want like the picture when you see one picture and then goes to the next one and the lipstick is red, was red and then become black. So
you have to be really particular with the detail.
Yes, sometimes taking photo to get the record as well.
How do you remember which is which shade goes to which person?
So usually you will have a face chart of the character. You need to write down what like foundation shade, what lip shade you will be using on that scent. So yeah,
you're probably one of the first people on the set along with the artists because you have to prep them for the shooting. And you're probably one of the last people to leave as well.
Kind of, yes,
because they need you till they finish shooting. How do you cope with a long day?
I get used to it. Becoming a makeup artist, it's a commitment you have to make. Sometimes it's the shoot starting from 4 a.m. And finish by 12 or beyond. So once you choose this, it's the passion drives you go forward. And you loved it because you see the final result, you see the project, and everyone is happy. And it's on the screen. That's the most rewarding thing you can ever do.
Everyone says that when you do makeup for film, it's different from when you do makeup when you go out on the, during the daytime and the nighttime. Is that true?
That's totally correct. So normal makeup and the film makeup is different. So thinking about film, it's you're getting a character. If you do a family violent, so the character waking up with bruising, and the first day bruising and the third day bruising, the color is different. And you need to think about if she was crying, if she was happy. So because of the shade of the skin can actually change the mood as well. So as a makeup artist, you have to put yourself in that character. And I've just designed the makeup from the scratch.
What's the hardest makeup that you had to do so far?
Horrors would probably would be a family violence I've done before. So the girl had the punch, bruising, cutting for the whole part of the body, and I have to get so many research photo of the day of bruising and how it heals. Yeah, so that would
how long did you have to do that for the makeup?
If it's something involves special effect makeup, it would be roughly about 1.5 hours to 2 hours time.
In the Hanya girl, how long did you take to put makeup on them? Because two of the lead characters have masks, but you still had to put makeup on their arms and everything else.
Yes, yes.
So how long did that take you?
Plus Nathan's makeup. In total, roughly about 4 hours time.
Yeah.
For all the characters.
Yeah, you need to be quick because time is everything in movie, because people paid to rent the place, and it's only certain time, every minute counts.
So Jeanette, first role mo as a producer?
Yes. Oh, I think una ito sa maraming gusto kong gawin na proyekto sa independent films, and later on gusto ko rin sa music videos kasi lumaki ako na nanonood ng MTV,
music.
Channel V. So gustong-gusto kong makipag collaborate sa iba't ibang artists, sa iba't ibang directors and producer sa industriya, pero syempre ang priority ko rin is ma-inspire and ma-uplift yung mga Pilipino na mga artista, mga talent dito sa Australia.
Susulat ka ba ng kwento ng Pinoy?
Hindi.
Ang kahinaan ko ay ang pagsusulat o writing.
Pwede mong
pero
kwento kay Nathan tapos susulat niya.
Pero sa tingin ko, gaya ng every skill, kailangan mo lang ng experience. Kailangan mong ilagay ang attention mo, ang oras mo, ang commitment mo sa kahit anong project. So for me, the best challenge for me as an artist would be writing my own script and producing my own film.
Ikaw, Dems. Magiging producer ka ba or writer?
producer, kailangan ko mag-ipon. But we'll see, you never know. Gusto ko rin, I'm enjoying this craft. Gusto ko yung acting, ganun. But I'm still learning the field. But yeah, maybe one day, who knows? Gusto ko rin, malay mo.
So Joyce, you've done acting on the side as well and modeling, if I'm not mistaken. So you're going to try producing as well?
Maybe life is uncertain, like it's changing in fast pace as well. I don't know, I can't say.
Revenge of the Gualo and Hanya Girl, mapapanood sa iba't ibang lugar. Saan sila pwedeng magtungo para sa mga impormasyon?
Lalabas din ang Hanya Girl on DVD. Kung gusto nyo, sundan nyo ang Facebook page ng Hanya Girl. I-type nyo lang sa Facebook at lahat ng updates at mga screening namin ay lalabas doon.
Maraming salamat, Jeanette, Dems, and Joyce. Thank you very much.
Maraming salamat
thanks
po
for inviting
sa
us.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.